We've got a cultural exchange between the oldest and the newest Australians, but that's not all. It brings together young people from Melbourne in Victoria and Beagle Bay in the Kimberley. And I'm guessing, but I think it came about probably as an exchange of ideas between Kerri-Ann Cox and Cymbeline Bueller. I may be wrong. They're both in the studio with me this morning and other guests as well, but we'll start off at the beginning. I've got to ask them right now as I say hello to Kerri-Ann and Cymbeline. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Did it start off as an idea over a cup of tea or what?
Well, it started off as an idea in the middle of a concert. Kerri-Ann was on stage and I was in the audience and she invited us all to Beagle Bay. And I said, well, yeah, if you're serious about that, I'll take you up.
All right. Now, where was this concert? Where was the concert?
That was in Katoomba in the Blue Mountains, New South Wales.
About as far away from Beagle Bay as you could be.
That's right.
Still in Australia.
That's right.
Okay, now, we've got some other dudes in the studio this morning. We've got Rexon Pellman. Now, Rexon, you're from Melbourne.
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah, Deer Park.
How are you enjoying west of Australia?
It's different.
It is a bit different, isn't it? A bit bigger.
Not a bit different. It's so different, yeah.
And Ocean Monk O'Meara. Ocean, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
It's called The Beagle Bay Chronicles. That's the title.
Well, so the production, it's based on the stories of the Beagle Bay elders. And young people from Melbourne and young people from Beagle Bay joined together to interview those elders to find out the stories of, Beagle Bay over the last 100 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came up last year to interview those elders and now we're back to put on the big production.
Okay. Now, about the elders in Beagle Bay, you two, of course, in the East, having this wonderful idea to involve the people of Beagle Bay, when did you actually get about talking to the people at Beagle Bay and saying, hey, elders, we've got this huge idea and we want you to be involved? What do they say?
Well, that was about, 3-4 years ago when we initially talked and Beagle Bay at that time was going through a reform and I felt that, as a strong leader for the people, that we needed something really creative, less pressuring and just, I think tapping into our oral history and, recognizing our real stories and what happened, I think kind of gives a really good healing and empowerment for the people. And initially I approached my grandpa, Paul Cox, who's a very respectful elder and a leader in his own right with the community in this era. And he fully endorsed that. And, for myself as a woman within this country, I felt very honored and blessed to be given the responsibility of the old people of stories that were actually then brought to life with beautiful theatre and music and dance, which we're going to celebrate. And some stories are really hard, and I think when you put music to it, and that's why I became a singer, not a politician, so I could be more effective on that level, getting the message out. So in this way, we really get, the truth out, but we do it in a beautiful way where, we can recognize it, we can release it, we can recognize our ancestors and put the ghost of history to rest. That's what it's about. Let's not continue squabbling on about the past. It's what we do about the past and true reconciliation. And I really believe, too, that the West is influenced by the East and a lot of policies and decision-making come from the East. So it was really important to link in with Cymbeline and meet the young people of Footscray. They live in very similar kind of circumstances as well. They come from families and elders come from different parts of the world and they wanted to meet the roots of the country. And I thought, well, these are the building blocks that actually make a nation a better nation as people coming together. And we all need to kind of put our differences aside and actually build the pathways. And that's what Cymbeline and I promised, that we could create a pathway for these leaders of tomorrow.
Okay, so the elders at Beagle Bay, when you said that you're bringing over kids from Victoria, from Melbourne, what did the elders say?
They were amazed. I think one of the things about your first trips, when the Melbourne Mall crew is that you're very recognized and loved by the elders, and they always ask about the kids, and they're lovely people from Melbourne, and also to share that they weren't just kids who were living in Australia. They had pretty much their own background, which Cymbeline had done previously with Chronicle Searching for the Songline with their own history. So
now, have the young people from Melbourne, have they met the Beagle Bay elders yet?
Yeah, Rex, what do you reckon?
Rexon, what do you reckon?
Yeah, no, I met them last year, and it's just amazing, different experience. Yeah. Like, they're so different compared to the people in Melbourne, and it's like an honour to meet them,
They're very gentle people.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they let you do most of the talking?
No, I let them do No. I just wanted to listen. I just wanted to ask questions and, you know, find more about, you know, this country and, how it runs and everything. Yeah.
And OCN, what do you reckon about, you know, being involved with the kids from, you know, not just down the road, but from the other side of Australia?
Well, I think they're fun and they got talent and
stuff like that.
And when we came together, we were like, when we met, we were shy and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we've came a long way and we've been friends for a long time.
This is good.
And I remember when we left, I was crying for 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, that's huge. I'm talking with Cymbeline Bueller and Kerri-Ann Cox. They came up with this idea, which is called the Beagle Bay Chronicles. Now, Cymbeline, you'll be directing?
That's right.
And Kerri-Ann, will you be singing?
Yes, singing, and we've created 4 songs with the stories in that, so that's going to be exciting.
Okay, are they long songs or short songs?
Oh, I think I'm going to keep it down to approximately maybe 3-4 minutes, you know, radio time, but I'll try my best for you, bro.
Cymbeline, in terms of directing this, has it been a work in progress? You know, have there been difficulties along the way, or has it just been a joy to do?
Well, it is a joy. It has been a joy, and it's complex. It's a really complex production because we heard a lot of stories, and our scriptwriter, Casey Nichols, she's been doing a huge amount of research as well. So she's been working really hard to place those oral history stories into the historical context.
Yep.
And then, you know, we've had the songs that Kerri-Ann worked with the young people to write, and also Robert Dan has been creating some dances, and he's using traditional dance as well as contemporary dance. So there's a lot of elements to bring together. We've got a cast of 25, so it's quite a big job, and some of them are pretty little and some of them are pretty big, and they're all really amazing. So it is a great pleasure, but it's complex. It's a complex pleasure.
Okay. Now I'm going to close my eyes because we're on radio. I'm just going to pretend that you're coming out of the speaker in the radio, because I'm going to ask this question. Sort of describe what it's like from the audience perspective. The audience are going to see 3 performances, 2 in Broome, 1 at Beagle Bay. What are they going to see?
Well, the first thing that's going to happen is that we're going to take them back before white people ever arrived in Beagle Bay.
Gotcha.
And they're going to see Felix, who was the great leader of that time, and they're going to see that lifestyle, fishing and hunting and gathering, and then the white people arrive on horseback. And then they're going to go into the second part, and they're going to be invited to come camping with us. They're going to be invited, actually, Granny Barb. Kerri-Ann's granny, she's going to invite them all to go camping, like all the little kids. She used to take all the little kids camping. And they're going to be invited to come and sit around the fire, and they're going to be invited to think about actually their own big intentions for the future.
So Rex and Ocean, do you guys get to sing and dance as well? Is it sort of a little bit like, is it sort of a bit like a musical for you guys?
Yeah, it is. We get to sing and dance and act.
Yeah, you know, we get to sing, you know, we sing together so we can sing loud. And, you know, some of us can't sing. But
Do you have a fair bit of interaction with the elders, you young people? Like, do you talk to them or do you just sort of mingle with them or what? What do you do? What's the interaction there?
I talk to them.
They usually come down and you know, after the show we greet them, and you know, it's just it's nice to see them that they're watching the show and watching their own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Kerri-Anne, I believe you had to get permission from the elders before this has come to fruition.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. And, like I said, it was great to kind of get some of the key elders who've been there in Big Bay for a long time. Mm. And that initially started the ball rolling, and we moved from there. And of course, it's really it's quite challenging when you're moving through jurisdictions between East Coast and West Coast, you know. And but we were able to kind of move through that, I think. And I think it's made us stronger as people from East and West, and hopefully that flow can continue on, you know.
Now, back in 1996, Kerri-Anne Cox, you were in Brand New Day.
Yes, it's really interesting. I didn't make quite the stage. I mean, though I did my performance, you know, like training and all that, and I'm thinking, when am I ever going to have a time in my life to actually hit the theatre stage? Well, when Cymbeline rang me, I thought I was just, you know, doing the other bits, but she's actually got me in the show, so I'm going to be performing with the kids.
Okay, now, I asked you about that because I just want, because you would know.
Yes.
Has this show, the Bugle Bay Chronicles, has it got the potential to go out of the Kimberley?
It has great potential, and with the proper backing, support, resourcing, it's just such an amazing show. We're getting excited, but we're so limited by resources, budgets, all that stuff, because it's such a new thing. But it just has an amazing tendency to just go and fly its wing wherever it needs to. There are people who are saying, you know, hey, this is the next Brand New Day. It has moved me greatly. I have healed and empowered myself so much through this journey. And I think this is such a blessing and a gift, and it should be given to Australia and the world.
They did mention the logistics, Cymbeline. So what about looking after the kids? You know, the food, the accommodation, you know, all of that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a small army in the background. We flew a small army up from Melbourne, and we brought a small army down from Beagle Bay. They're working really hard. Yeah, we've got an amazing team on the home front. They're back there now cooking away for us and running around, driving the ute around town to organise, you know, all of the logistics. It's extremely complex. Yeah. But you know what? They're doing such a beautiful job, and the kids are really just so easy to look after. I tell you what, last night it was 8:30 and they were all in bed. It was amazing. Gorgeous. It was amazing. And so, yeah, actually everybody, even the kids, are really, you know, on board with making everything work really smoothly.
Oh, no, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Now, the performances are, there's two in Broome and one at Bugle Bay. When are these?
So this Saturday evening, it's the 29th, is the first performance in Broome at 7:30 at Notre Dame. Sunday the 30th at 7:30 at Notre Dame. And then on Wednesday the 3rd of October up in Beagle Bay.
Will that be for the community or people who are on the peninsula, that they can come along?
Everybody's welcome. Yeah. Everybody's welcome. It's free of charge. We're not selling tickets.
For now, people. For now, it's free of charge. But later on, we'll have to get back to you.
We want everybody to come. You know, we really want everybody to see this show because that's what's really important. And so then on Wednesday in Beagle Bay, we're just really hoping that everybody in the whole of Beagle Bay community comes along to see the performance. And everybody from the whole peninsula is really welcome to come and see it as well.
Excellent. And then all the Victorians have to go back.
That's right. We all have to go home. Oh. Everybody has to go back to work, back to school, back to our normal lives. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, just remember holiday time. I'm always going to Melbourne, but hopefully that'll cross paths.
That's lovely.